Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called for the de-escalation of tensions between the United States and Venezuela. After a phone call with President Nicolas Maduro, Mr. Guterres' spokesman, Farhan Haq, said Mr. Guterres had stressed the need for restraint and regional stability.
The Secretary-General is following the current situation very closely, and he is engaging with relevant parties. What our concern is anything that further escalates the situation. We want any escalatory steps to be avoided. It's critical to continue diplomatic engagement and pursue a peaceful way forward through dialogue.
The US has announced a blockade on Venezuelan tankers as it continues its military build-up in the southern Caribbean. Venezuela insists its oil exports will continue. With more, here's Tom Bateman.
We saw the confiscation a week ago of an oil tanker that left Venezuela loaded with oil. That is now on its way to the United States. So clearly Mr. Trump is putting this pressure on, saying Venezuela is surrounded, that there will be this full blockade of sanctioned oil. What that has meant practically is that very little oil is now leaving the shores of Venezuela, and reports even of oil wells potentially having to stop production, and that will have a massive negative effect on the Venezuelan economy.
President Zelensky has called on Ukraine's European allies to show Russia it's pointless to continue its war ahead of a meeting to decide the fate of more than $200 billion of seized Russian assets. Mr. Zelensky is supporting a plan to use the money to back a loan for Ukraine. Vladimir Putin has again insisted that Russia will achieve all of its goals in Ukraine, saying it would liberate what he called its historic lands, if not through diplomacy, then by military means. Here's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
The Vladimir Putin we saw today was a Putin who is incredibly defiant, belligerent and totally uncompromising. He's demanding that because he thinks he's winning the war. He thinks he's winning it militarily, despite the huge number of Russian casualties on the battlefield. And he thinks he's winning it geopolitically too. He can see Donald Trump is exerting huge pressure on President Zelensky. He can see the new US national security strategy, which is far more critical of the European Union than it is of Russia.
The Oscars will be streamed on YouTube in 3 years' time after the tech firm outbid traditional broadcasters. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has aired the ceremony on the US channel ABC since the 1970s. Considered the biggest night in film, the awards will be available for free to 2 billion YouTube users around the world. Viewers in the US will need a YouTube TV subscription. The deal initially runs to 2033 and includes rights to red carpet coverage, behind-the-scenes content and the Governor's Ball. This is the world news from the BBC. Spain is to set up climate shelters to help protect against increasingly severe heat waves. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said government buildings would be made available to the public by the summer. This year, Spain experienced its hottest summer on record with 3 heat waves. Israel says it's approved a major gas deal with Egypt worth nearly $35 billion. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said the deal was the largest of its kind in Israel's history. He added the money would strengthen education, healthcare and security. Mr. Netanyahu said the American company Chevron, alongside Israeli partners, would supply the natural gas. The World Health Organization has begun a 3-day global conference on traditional healing in the Indian capital, Delhi. In a video message, the WHO chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said there was a growing demand for traditional treatments across countries. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
The aim of the conference is to make centuries-old practices in different societies more compatible with modern healthcare systems and bring scientific scrutiny through new technology like artificial intelligence. The meeting will also examine how governments can regulate traditional medicine to ensure that treatments are safe and effective. Shama Kuruvilla, who heads the WHO Global Center for Traditional Medicine, points out that with half the world's population, traditional medicine is often the closest or only option available for many people. But some conservationists warn that demand for certain products drives trafficking in endangered wildlife.
The British fashion designer, responsible for the looks of David Bowie, Roxy Music and Queen Camilla, has died at the age of 80. Anthony Price was best known for his sculptured silhouettes and theatrical styles, including pastel suits featured in Duran Duran's music video Rio. The band released a statement calling him a visionary. That's the latest BBC News.